But there's a topic I wanted to bring to you this morning. We need to look in the scriptures, as we do on any topic, about how do I know what God wants me to do? How do I know? Well, there was a group of hikers who set out on a journey through a dense forest, and they were confident at first, having brought with them all the necessary equipment and supplies for the trip. However, as they ventured deeper and deeper into the woods, the path became more rugged and the trees grew thicker, blocking out the sunlight. As night fell, the hikers found themselves in complete darkness. They stumbled along blindly, unable to see where they were going. Fear and frustration set in as they realized they were lost. Just when they thought they would have to spend the night in the forest, one of the hikers remembered a small flashlight he had brought along. Now, about that point, I'd be pummeling the guy, saying, why didn't you remember this earlier? But he turned it on, and although the light was dim, it provided enough illumination for the group to see a few steps ahead. The hikers followed the beam of light, taking slow and careful steps until they finally reached their destination. You know, in life, we often find ourselves in dark or hard-to-see places, or places we don't know what to do. We may feel lost or confused or uncertain about which direction to take or what decision to make. However, just as the hiker's flashlight provided guidance in the darkness and in uncertainty, we too must seek guidance in times of our need, in times of uncertainty, and really, in reality, seek guidance all of the time. Sometimes the guidance we receive may not provide us with all the answers we seek at the moment, but it can help us take the next step forward one step at a time. And so this topic I want to cover, it'll probably take all of today and part of the next week, is how do I know what God wants me to do? How do I know what God wants me to do? Now, we could talk about getting wisdom. That may have flashed through your mind. We could talk about getting wisdom. And the book of Proverbs speaks extensively about getting wisdom. I think that you would know that there's a lot of verses about that. We could talk about getting counsel. I think I went through that with my young singles class. About getting counsel. What's the Bible say about that? And that's a part of this topic. The Bible does talk a lot about you getting counsel, okay? But every day we face decisions, big and small, that need God's guidance, okay? You need to get God's guidance, or at least we should be wanting God's guidance for our decisions and direction. So, how do I know what God wants me to do? Now, there are things that God says directly in His Word. You know that. There's things He says directly. And we preached last Sunday morning about obeying, okay? Obedience. And so I would say, are you going to obey those things that God says directly in His Word? For instance, Psalm 101, verse 3. Excellent verse. For all of us, excellent verse, Psalm 101, verse 3 says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Okay, that's pretty plain and clear, is it not? I'm not going to set something wicked before my eyes. That's something God says directly in His Word. Luke 18, 20, Jesus is speaking and He says, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery. All right, so that's pretty overt. That's something we need to obey. Do not kill. Do not steal, okay? There are things that are said directly. Are we going to obey them? Mark 12:17, Jesus said something else directly. He said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. You know, it's tax season and it just makes me ill, but render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. It's pretty straightforward. And we could look at a lot more direct commands in Scripture. And the idea is we need to check ourselves. Are we going to obey those things? Okay. Then there are principles in Scripture. Pastor, over the last few months, has brought out a number of principles in Scripture. May not be something direct, but certainly principles in Scripture. There's principles like biblical separation. Okay, there's some principles there. There's things in that that are direct, but it's a principle. Conformity to Christ. There are some principles there. There's principles of dress. There's principles of music, the music we should listen to. There's principles about handling offenses. So we have principles in Scripture. But there are also things and decisions in life that are not covered by any direct command of God's Word, yet we need guidance. Okay, and even that's a principle, seeking and getting His guidance, His mind, on our decisions and directions in life. This is always a good thing to remember and review, because all of us are faced, really, all the time, with decisions or issues or problems, and we have the need for direction and guidance every day. Now, you know yourself, we can tend to be impulsive, we can tend to be impatient, right? We can tend to be improper, and sometimes we can tend to be impure in our decisions or directions we choose to go. So what will keep you out of trouble? What will keep you from making the wrong decisions? Well, go over to Psalm chapter 1, okay? So we're going to look at numbers of scriptures, Psalm chapter 1. And you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about, well, we'll get to it, everyday decisions. And how do we do this? By taking heed thereto to the Word of God, okay? That's why we're here. We're here in Sunday school to either learn some things or be reminded of some things. I don't know how many times, well, probably every time I sit in a church service or Sunday school or even teach or study to teach a Sunday school, and God goes, you need to remember that. Yeah, that's for you. And so that's why we're here. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. Right? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's where we're going. We're going to the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 119, verse 9 is a parallel verse to this. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Okay? I'm going to get help with my decisions from God's Word. We know trials will come. We know difficult days will come. We know difficulties will come. God tells us that those things work together for good. Things may get difficult even when you're seeking Him on what decision to make, even when you're seeking Him for answers and for guidance and for direction. Romans 8:28. I love how that verse starts. Who knows how that verse starts? Romans 8:28. How's it start? For we know that all things work together for good. So here we are, and we're going to be talking about our everyday decisions, and when we're seeking the Lord for that, and things can tend to go awry, or at least in our own minds, but we know all things work together for good. You may not see it at the time, but as you're truly seeking Him and meditating in His Word and following His book, He will carry you through. I love some of these verses. Go to Isaiah 41, verse 10. So as you're, you know, this is all part of introduction. So as you're, as we're getting into this and we're being reminded about seeking the Lord for our decisions and our direction, things can get tended, you know, life is busy, life is, what Job said, life is full of troubles, okay? But we know God works all things together for good. We also know that He's going to carry us through. So Isaiah 41:10, God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Yes, Old Testament. Got that. But we're still His people. We didn't replace Israel or anything like that. But we're still God's people. And this is a promise to us as well. Fear thou not. I am with thee. Right? I will help thee. I will uphold thee. Psalm 46. Love that psalm, verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Okay? Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be moved. And he talks about this, though the waters thereof roar. He's going to be our help. Okay? He's going to be our help. And of course, there's numbers of other verses that tell us of this wonderful truth. So, you know, we're not to get angry at God when we're truly seeking Him for guidance and nothing seems to be coming to you. You don't see or feel, if I could say that, feel any leading from Him. And things continue to go wrong. And I'm not just talking about when things are going wrong, okay? I'm just setting the stage here. When things continue to go wrong, or at least wrong in your own eyes, He is working. And so just let Him have His will and His way, and we must wait on the Lord. Okay, you know that. We need to wait on the Lord for guidance and direction. Lots of verses about waiting on the Lord. I won't review all of them, but lots of them. You know, the last verse, I think one of us mentioned it in the preaching. I don't know, it was me or Jared or one of these guys that preached Wednesday night, which was a blessing, by the way. It was wonderful. The last verse in Psalm 27, you know, wait on the Lord, you know, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait on the Lord. So, as for seeking God's guidance, you know, I look back in my own life, and I think about decisions that I made without the guidance of the Lord, okay? And certainly there's those decisions back in life that I made in direct rebellion and disregard for His word, and I'm grieved about those times I didn't seek the Lord's direction, and I wish I would have. And we make lots of decisions every week that we need to be seeking the Lord on. And so I look back, and the things that I have learned, and as I've studied this out, you're just reminded of some things about what in the world does God want me to do. Now, we're talking about that, and we're talking about all kinds of decisions, all right? All kinds of decisions. We're talking about the little decisions. All right, we're talking about the little decisions and the big decisions. It could be I just thought Jerry does a lot of driving. And Jerry, I mean, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, this may sound dumb, but Jerry has to make a decision as to, should I take this route or should I take this route? You know, that's a decision we make. And I want to be prepped up enough, you know, you think, well, does it matter? Well, God knows if it does. So I want to be prepped up for that. I often use the example of, what do I put on my grocery list? Well, you know, if don't send me to Walmart, I'll come back with cookies and stuff like that. But, you know, what do I put on my grocery list? Okay, I know for the college students, is it chicken ramen noodles or beef ramen noodles? All right, I got that. But that's a decision, and I really should be at the point in my Christian walk that I want the Lord's guidance and I want the Lord's influence on something as simple as that. I really do. Should I buy this thing at Home Depot? Well, usually the answer to that is yes, but should I buy this? Should I wait on that? It may be something very small, but it may be... I gotta rebuild part of one of our chicken coops. If you know my wife, we love our chickens. I just evicted them from the mudroom of our house, and so I've got to fix a gate. All right, I want the Lord's guidance. You know, should I build the gate or should I just look for a junk gate somewhere? I want to be at the point where I'm so influenced by God's word and my relationship with the Lord that I'm letting Him influence me on that decision. That's a pretty little decision. It doesn't have a lot of impact on you or me. It might have an impact on those chickens, you know, if a fox gets in. But it's pretty small compared to other decisions. What should I try and accomplish today? All right, we've got these to-do lists. We've got these long to-do lists. Pastor makes sure ours is Lots, okay? And so on those to-do lists, there are certain priorities that got to get done. And there are certain things that are on that to-do list that just need to get done. Well, I want the Lord's influence. I need His help in deciding what am I going to accomplish tomorrow. I've already got tomorrow's to-do list pretty much kind of organized because I know what I got to do, all right? But I want that. You should want that too. How do I organize my week? When should I run this errand or that errand, okay? Am I able to help this person who has time of me? That could be a kind of a big decision if somebody needs help, but it might be a routine kind of question. We need that. We need that help. But it's not just those little decisions. It's the bigger ones too. It's the bigger ones as well. You know, what am I going to... Well, okay, so I taught this to some teens one time. So what am I going to do with my life after high school, you know? Should I take some online classes? And if I take those online classes, from whence should I take those classes? Should I buy a car? Or should I see if I can ride a bike to work? Should I go after this job or that job? Or should I go to Bible college? Or should I go to another college? When should I think about moving out of my parents' house? When should I think about making my children move out of my house? Those are big decisions, okay? We're entering that stage of life with Truman where, you know, he's in his junior, halfway through his junior year, and you know, we are really seeking the Lord about what's after high school for that's big. And so I want the Lord's guidance. But when I think about that, and in my prayer time can get focused on those big things. You know, do we get this medical test? Do we, what do we do with Truman? And, you know, Todd Keith, we're praying for decisions for him and, that he would be. And then I forget the littler things. What should I accomplish this week? What, Lord, what do you, you know, the to-do list is this long. You know, it's 2 months long. What should I accomplish this week? I should be at the point, I should want the Lord's influence on it. I'm not saying that we spend 5 hours in prayer over the grocery list, okay? But, you know, who said it? Who said that, the famous line of, you know, I've got so much to do today, I need to spend an extra hour in prayer? Okay, somebody said it. Somebody, you know, look that up and find that for me this week, you know. But I neglect the more routine things. But I do need the Lord's guidance on those. So it's not just the big decisions. It's also the little things. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's also the little things. Little as we would think of them. Okay? But 1 Corinthians 10:31, the Bible tells me and tells you, 10:31, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. God, is my grocery list to your glory? You know, what would make a grocery list to God's glory? Well, certainly if I've just said, Lord, I need to go to the grocery store today, would you give me wisdom about that? Would you help me? Would you just help me, Lord, with that? That gives glory to God when you're truly, honestly asking the Lord to help you with that. Lord, you know, what are things I need to stay away from? You know, they're just, it's a mindset, it's a prayer set, if I should say, that we need to do. So how do I know? How do I know? In all these decisions, you could think of your own life and the things that that are facing you, whether they're routine or whether they're big decisions going on or on the horizon, or maybe even, you know, those decisions you know are going to come. I know one day, you know, both of our cars are going to die. They're just going to die. And I'm going to have to make a decision on how to replace them. Well, I want to be prayed up now so that God's giving me wisdom and guidance as I go along. Those are big decisions, okay? So there are some things, there's some principles and things in the Word of God that I want you to see that I studied through that I need to continually remind myself about God's guidance in your life. God's guidance in my life, okay? There's going to come a time when you all, you young people, are going to graduate or get kicked out, and you're going to need to know what to do. You're going to need God's guidance. What do I do after college? What do I do? Do I stay for 2 years? Do I stay for 4 years? You know, what do I do? Well, number one, and number one, this might seem duh. Most of these points might seem duh, but we need to review them. Number one, you need to have faith. Yeah. Hey, okay, have faith. What's the verse that immediately comes across your mind? There you go, okay. That's the first one I got written down. Go to Hebrews 11:6. We know these verses, but it's good to see them. Now, have faith in what? Have faith that God wants to show you His will for your life. Now, yes, again, there's the big decision of His will for your life. What do you want me to do? What job do you want me to take? What ministry do you want me to go to? This guy has asked my father, you know, if he can court me. Lord, is this your will? Those are big things. But it's also, I got to have faith that God wants to give me direction for everyday life. What route do I take to go up north? Okay? Have the faith that He wants to show you, and have the faith that He will show you. How many times in my prayer life, or how many times have I sinfully rushed through my morning devotions because I got to get to the to-do list, and I'm ignoring the fact that God does want to give me guidance for the mundane things of my day, and I just don't show faith that God wants to give me guidance for the mundane things of my day. They all may get done, but I haven't given God the glory in that. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Now, I got this. This is in the Hall of Faith, and they're talking about some pretty big things in the Hall of Faith. But if I think, God, that's just for the big things. That's just for the huge things in life. Not just the little old me and my to-do list today. No, I've missed the boat. God loves me enough, and God loves you enough, that He's interested in the little things of your day. Matthew 17:20, Jesus is speaking, and He said unto them, because of your unbelief, He's speaking to the disciples because they couldn't cast out the demons. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. So He's talking about faith of, this little tiny piece of faith that can move a mountain. Well, that little tiny teeny piece of faith also affects our everyday life. Okay? And that's what I'm getting at, is we got to have faith. Now, we understand from Scripture, we understand that He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible tells us that clearly, right? He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. Then why then would we think that He's not involved in our everyday life and doesn't want to help us and guide us in our everyday life decisions? Why would we think that? If He's never going to leave us nor forsake us, He does want to be involved in our everyday decisions. Why would we think that He will give us guidance when we really don't believe it, or we really don't have the faith that He will do it or wants to do it? He will, if we let Him. Okay, He will. Psalm 37:4. Go over to Psalm 37, verse 4. Again, a lot of times we're looking at these verses and we're looking for answers and guidance on big things in life. Oops, that was to wake you up. So we look at these verses and we're thinking big things. Psalm 37:4, love this verse. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, okay, I remember a time in my life. I looked at that verse, and I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm going to delight myself in You. The desire of my heart is a mate. Okay, I was newly saved, but boy, I found that verse, and I grabbed onto that. And I don't know why he blessed me with my wife, because she's a gem and I'm not. But you don't have to agree with that, Jerry. So she's a gem. But, you know, delight thyself also in the Lord. What's delighting in the Lord? Somebody got an answer for that? What's delighting in the Lord? Somebody blurt it out. It's just anything. I know I'm way up here, you're way down there. What's delighting in the Lord? Being with Him. How are we going to be with Him? In His Word. Right. You're being with Him. So I'm spending time with Him. I'm in His Word, and I'm seeking Him and reading His Word and praying. Okay? I'm being with Him by being with the brethren who are with Him in church. I'm delighting in the Lord. And when you delight in the Lord, you're allowing Him to call the shots. You're allowing Him. You're obeying Him. When you delight in the Lord, He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Now, I firmly believe that when you delight in the Lord and you spend time with Him and you're in His Word and you're in church, He's going to change those desires to meet up with His will. That all sounds like big stuff, like, where's my mate? Like, should I change jobs? Should I move? What should I do with the rest of my life? Big stuff. But as I'm delighting in the Lord, I can take confidence as I'm delighting in the Lord and seeking the Lord for my everyday decisions, that you know what? God's going to guide me on what direction to take or what route to take up north. He's going to guide me as to, should I go and do this errand today and this errand today and leave that one for tomorrow, because, you know, our lives are busy, right? Whose life isn't busy? At least some busy on some days. And I know I need help kind of figuring out, when I'm going to do this thing and when I'm going to do this thing, what's the best time to do this thing? I don't know, but God knows. So I want His influence on those decisions. And so the desire in this particular case, with this particular verse, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I'm talking about the desire of my heart, of the desire of God's guidance for my day, or the big things, or whatever is facing me. Okay? That's the desire we're talking about. The desire to know what to do with my to-do list. The desire to know what to do with the grocery list. And the desire to know what to do with the time that God has given me. I want to know what the best thing is to do. And so, anyways, Matthew 6:30, Jesus is speaking, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" And the idea here is God's concerned about a little blade of grass in the field. Well, if He's going to be concerned with a little blade of grass in the field, or a little lily in the field, He's concerned about my day and my decisions and my grocery list. And so I'm not trying to beat that one to death, but what I am trying to say is I need to have the faith that He is concerned about that, that He does want to give me guidance and direction for that, and that He will, okay? And that He will. So number one, I need to have that faith. That faith that it's not just the big things in my life, it's the everyday things. Number two, I need to ask. Brother Warren finished up by saying ask, you know, something about asking. It wasn't in this context, but ask, okay? We need to ask for it. I just use the example. Sometimes in my prayer life, I can get focused on the big things, the big needs. The big needs of mine and my family, the big needs of all of yours, and forget the little things. Forget the little things to ask for. Okay? You need to ask. How do we ask? That's in prayer. I'm asking the Lord for guidance, for help. What would be wrong with each day in devotions? Because we should be having daily devotions, daily time with the Lord. Okay? Part of that needs to be, Lord, help me order my day. Help me do today what needs to be done. Help me not squander the time You've given me. We need to ask. We need to ask the Lord for that guidance. Okay, it should be a very important part of our morning time with the Lord. Right, that morning time with the Lord should, you know, we should praise Him. We should have time of praise. Certainly, we should have a time of a confession of sin. You know, Lord, cleanse me, show me my sin, and truly confess that sin to the Lord. We need to be asking for needs and others' needs and asking for wisdom. And that's where we get into asking for the guidance and the direction, not just for the big things, but for the little things. I love the verse. Go to Jeremiah 33. All right? Who knows where we're going? I think you all know, or most of you might know, Jeremiah 33, right? Ask. Okay, ask Jeremiah 30. It was a great exercise to walk back through some of these verses to be reminded that He is concerned about my everyday decisions and the big things. Jeremiah 33:3. Love this verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. To me, when God gives me the wisdom to order my day, do this errand and not do this errand, and take care of this but not this, and I get to the end of the day and I can lay my head on the pillow and know that I've called on God. And that great and mighty thing is the fact that God's helped me order my day. It wasn't some great miracle and God grew 3 toes back on, well, I'd have 8 toes then. God didn't grow back Skip's finger, but we laid our head down at the pillow at night, and the great and mighty thing was God's voice giving me direction for my day. Okay? James 1:6, but let him ask in faith. We just talked about, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. God, when I come to you, when I call upon you to help me with my day, help me with my grocery list. I'm going to ask in faith, okay? I'm reminded. Now, you know, we know there's the big things. And in our own family, there's big things that we've been praying for a long time and we'll continue to pray for until we get God's guidance on them, okay? So I use the Truman example. You know, we're praying with Truman as to what happens after high school, okay? Well, that's you know, it could get answered tomorrow. We don't know. It's probably a long-term prayer, at least for a while. So I'm going to keep asking. Keep asking. You know, Jesus gave us the parable of the importunate friend asking for loaves of bread. And there was a continual coming, asking for that bread. Or the parable of the unjust judge, where the woman came to the judge and kept asking and kept asking and kept. And God gave us those examples to keep asking. Keep asking. You know, importunity means persistence. So we're talking about how does God know? How do I know what God wants me to do? How does God know? I'm going to keep saying that. Okay, you're just going to have to help me. How do I know what God wants me to do? Number one, we need to have faith that He wants to give us guidance. And, all right, what's the other one? Oh, we got to ask, okay? We got to ask. Again, we can go through our day and do our daily routine. We can just do that daily routine all the time. You know, whatever day it is. You know, Thursday, go to the grocery store, right? You know, whatever it might be. And we forget to really ask the Lord, Lord, would you just help me order my day? Help me with this. Help me with that. And then also keep the big things before Him. But number three, we need to see some things from Scripture. Okay? So we need to have faith. Number two, we need to ask. Number three, we need to be in the Scripture. And we need to see some things in Scripture about getting His guidance. So, number one, I want you to see, whew, what a day. Not enough coffee. Or maybe too much coffee. That's what it is. I want you to see the promises of God's guidance. Okay? Go to Psalm 78. I want you to see. So we know God says, call unto me. I love that verse. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Man, I can't wait till he answers the big things. Because he's going to show me great and mighty things, which I don't know. But those great and mighty things also come in the form of the little things. But I also need to see the fact that he promises his guidance. If we're going to have faith that he does, in fact, have guidance for us, and if we're going to have faith that he wants to guide us, we need to see that indeed he promises guidance to us. And God's word is full of promises. You know that. A blessing, you know, just speaking of promises, it's a blessed thing. We have these books. I think there's copies down in the library. The bookstore has them. We have a few copies up in the office. It's just blessed promises from Scripture. And it's not certainly not comprehensive of every verse on every topic, but man, there's a lot of promises in Scripture. And it's a good exercise to exercise yourself and really ask yourself, do I believe the promises? Yeah. Do I believe the promises apply to me? That's a harder one sometimes for some of us. Are there promises in Scripture? Yes. Yes, Lord, there are. Do your promises apply to me? Yes, they do. And sometimes we have trouble believing that. But Psalm 78, verse 14. In the daytime also, he led them with a cloud. What's he talking about? What's he talking about? What's that? Going through the wilderness, God leading the children of Israel in the daytime with a pillar of cloud and at nighttime with a pillar of fire. He led them. Okay, now, yes, children of Israel, God's people. Are we not the children of God? Okay, I'm not saying we replace them. I'm saying we're also the children of God. In the same psalm, verses 52 and 53. Verses 52 and 53. But made his own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He led them. I look at that verse. Of course, there's a lot of other things to see in that in those verses. But I see here, he led them. Yes, oh, that's a big thing. Man, being led away from Egypt and taking out the Egyptians and leading them. Personally, directly leading them. Okay, God reviews in Psalm 78 all of the their hard-heartedness and their sins and, you know, things like that. But they also, this psalm also shows his direct leading of them, okay? And, you know, if he led his people Israel, why would I not think that he's going to lead me? Now, he led them through the wilderness, which is a big thing. But my God, who's my heavenly Father, if I'm saved, I'm a child of his, he's going to lead me. He's going to lead me. And he's going to lead me in those big things. And when I'm coming to him saying, Lord, lead me in the little things, what am I going to do with my day? He's going to lead me. And he's going to lead you. And so we're going to stop there for today. We'll continue on next time because there's more promises. So I want you to see the promises, and there's other things we're going to see in Scripture that is a reminder to you and me about His guidance, that He's going to give us guidance, and we're going to know what to do with the little things and with the big things. So we'll...
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.